This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. Excited to have you back on. If it's your first time listening, make sure you subscribe. If you've been listening, do us a huge favor, share a review. It really helps get this podcast out there to have people hear it, see it more, and so much more. So please do this, that huge, huge favor. In this episode, I had a great time talking and just conversing with Nicole Frolic. And man, let me tell you, what a great interview this was. She got into some things that is what I've been working out of my own life for the last 2 years. I mean, I've been working on it before. So it's not something new to me, like generational, I don't want to say curses. That's not the right word when it comes to these kind of things, but it's looking at the aspect of like generational traumas and so forth. And we dive deep into that. And for me in my life, it's really been the forefront of my mind the last 20 months. I mean, that's when I had my daughter born. And when she was born, there was a lot of things that started to come up, and every day in my awareness and the practices that I do spiritually from a consciousness side to subconscious programs to my spirituality and my all this stuff and how to heal and become more whole. That's my main vision and purpose for my own life to where I want to get to. And it's not really for those who may be listening, it's in this realm, it's like, it's not about getting to, it's just allowing to be, but that's another conversation. But in this interview, Nicole talks about her ways of what she does to help individuals do that, her process, and how to the new things that she's doing. And she shares a wonderful, wonderful journey of her story of her journey of healing and becoming more aware and letting things go. And we dive into what she's doing right now with this process. What is generational traumas? What are the two types? And so much more. And I really believe every single person needs to hear this episode, because we all have it. And whether you're in business or not, it's the concept is in business. I share this all the time, that your business issues are really your personal issues. And these personal issues, some of them you are aware and you've had these experiences and you go back to your time frame in life to become more aware of them. Or some of them are just there and they're passed down genetically, which can happen. I used to tell patients this all the time when I was in practice, that genetically all your experiences are passed down. The two people come together, and when sperm and egg come, genetically, all your experiences come down, because what happens is when we do this, it's for survival. So we instill what we need to be worried about, what is this, and all these other things. People thought I was crazy when I said this. Now we know for sure science has proven that that's true. And so she'll share that in here and what that is, how to become aware, how to be more conscious, and how to work through these things and so much more. So I'm excited for this one. Go ahead, enjoy this nice 25. We talked about 25 minutes diving deep into these concepts and so much more. So here's my wonderful, wonderful interview with Nicole Frolic. Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Vic.
I'm excited to have you on. I love what you're up to. I love what you're doing. And I'm looking forward to this conversation. And the listeners, be ready. It's going to be a good one. I can promise you that. I'm not going to give too much information just yet. We'll let it just take its course. But before we do get into that, I'd love to know more about your journey and story. What got you to where you are today and what you're doing?
Well, it was anything but a linear path. it's kind of taken a lot of different twists and turns, and there were a lot of peaks and valleys. But it started basically, I think it started when I was 16, when I did an exchange program in Switzerland when I was in high school, because that really opened my mind up to the world and understanding, wow, there's a whole new world out here. And back then, that was before the internet was a thing. And so like that was like the mid 90s. And the reason why I feel like my journey started there is because I've learned so much through my travels. I've traveled a lot by myself for extended periods of time. I quit my job and all of that to do that. And so I feel like my journey started around there, but my healing journey was a major catalyst for my first spiritual awakening. And through finding out that the doctor called me and there, it was my first kind of sexual, like I had a sexual partner and I found out I had this sexually transmitted disease, which now is known, like almost everyone has it. It's like HPV. But back then, the doctor did a great job of scaring the crap out of me and making me feel like I was tarnished for life. I would never be able to get rid of it. And that I was at risk of cervical cancer and all, like just dropped all this stuff over the phone. And I mean, I'm 20. And that was a big moment because I remember crying at the kitchen table all by myself at my parents' house. And in that moment, I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. What do I do? And it was like something else outside of me heard me and planted an answer in my mind that said, go find the newspaper clipping that your friend gave you 6 months ago. And so I was like, what? And so I went and it was a magazine clipping for applied kinesiology courses. Now, back then I was in university. I was studying kinesiology. I was thinking about going into massage therapy and so he thought, oh, like you might really like some of these courses. I was kind of getting into alternative health and medicine. But I knew in this, at that moment, that was not the reason why he really gave that to me. It was for this moment. And so I called the number and the husband, the applied kinesiologist answered. And he says, you know what? You need to talk to my wife. She's a naturopath, but she does a whole bunch of other stuff. And so I proceeded to start a healing journey with her. That opened me up to, well, one, in 6 months, everything was kind of cleared and we had started to work on that, which was great. But she started me on a self-love journey. She started me on understanding what past life regression is. We had to go into my past lives to find out why I was holding on to the virus and not letting it go. We did this thing called dolphin brain repattern. We did a whole bunch of stuff. She taught me how to use light, how to breathe light into my body through meditation to really kind of fill my whole body with more a higher frequency. And so that kind of happened. And so that was great. But then I don't know if this happened to you. I'm sure many people can resonate with this, but my spiritual journey was kind of like a pendulum. I would go really over to this deeply spiritual side, and then I would go right into like complete self-sabotage and debauchery and wanting to go into the darkest parts of the world. So I was a bartender and I was drinking heavily. And at the time I didn't realize it, but of course I was numbing a lot of pain that I hadn't recalled as a child. And so fast forward to 31, I decided to quit my job. I knew there was something I was missing in my life and I wanted to travel. So on that journey is what really started the big fundamentals of realizing I didn't love myself. In fact, I think I hated myself. I realized that my mind was limiting every opportunity that I thought I was able to achieve. And this started me into yoga. I did silent meditation. And this kind of started the fundamentals of everything that I work with now. And then again, fast forward another 10 years or so, like a lot of work happens in that part. But then I discover and I start recalling sexual abuse when I was the age of 5. And so I had to learn how to heal that. And I worked with my inner child and she showed me how to heal it. And I really healed it quite rapidly and was very open with my audience, with my YouTube audience and my podcast listeners about how I was handling that and what I was doing. And I had a huge transformational healing with just in about 4 months. But the real kind of missing piece to my healing journey that again has spanned now 25 plus years was just in the last year and a half, 2 years, where I was shown how to heal generational trauma. I felt like I was hitting this wall, like this invisible wall that I just couldn't get past no matter how much healing I did, no matter how much subconscious reprogramming, like I just couldn't get there and I couldn't understand why. And when I was shown in a plant medicine journey that it was generational trauma on my dad's side, I was then shown exactly how to heal it. And that kind of started a whole nother journey. And so that's kind of where how I've gotten to where I am. And of course, in between all of that, there's some really big highs and some really, really scary lows. And it's been all over the place.
The way kind of healing is, right? It's one of those things, especially a spiritual journey. It's never, you know, I love how you're like, I went this way and then went back this way. You know, that the pendulum kind of effect. And it's one of those things that I was talking to a friend about this one time, because I've been very into the spiritual realm for 21 years now. And it was one of those, that's where my journey started. And it was one of those things where he's like, oh, that spiritual stuff, that's light, fluffy things. I was like, dude, this is the most intense stuff. When you do it, when you really do it, like you really go 100% in, it is the most intense thing I've ever experienced in my life. And 3 years later, I see him. I could tell his energy is clear. He's just looking different. I'm like, man, your energy is different. What's going on? He's like, that spiritual stuff, it is the most intense stuff I've ever gone through in my entire life. I tried telling you, it's not easy stuff. You really got to go in. You know, it's really those kind of things. And I love how you, you know, your journey you share and those different elements of it. And I also appreciate too, like, it's not one and done. Like 10 years later, I'm doing all this work, and then all of a sudden, boom, here comes another one. And I think it's like 10 years of prep work. At least I know that's been my kind of experience, like for my last big one at 30-ish, and now I'm 40, and I had one just, you know, recently in the last 6 months. I've been really going deep, and it is generational stuff. You know, I have a 20-month-old daughter that opened that whole Pandora box for me.
Oh, wow.
Where when she was born, I remember when she was born, everything shifted in my life. But what was interesting is I started, you know, she gets older and, you know, I start seeing that, just that letting her be that beautiful spirit that she is and support her in every way I possibly can in that way and maintain it. It started to show me things that I didn't realize I was blocking within. And I started to have flashbacks, and I was just like, interesting. I can go back to there and I can feel what I went through at those times. What was I feeling? How did I see it? And work again, like you did with the inner child work. It's like kind of going through that process and letting go, and then seeing the generational stuff with it. It's like, yeah, this stops here, right now. I will not let that continue. I'll do whatever I need to do to process. Know how hard that's going to be, so that I don't pass that down and I can work through that as much as possible.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because there's two kinds of generational trauma. There's the generational trauma that, you know, starts to play itself out in your life where you're experiencing similar traumas that your ancestors did that continue. So for instance, my sexual abuse happened because of my mom's uncle, who also was sexually abused as a child in a school in India, and like a boarding school. And so then I find out my dad also experienced some stuff. And so that was generational stuff passed down to me that actually played itself out and recreated itself. But then there's also the generational trauma that you never experienced something that would create the fear, create the anxiety, the disconnect. It's just something that's, you've got the chemical mark on your DNA from their trauma. It's been passed down. And now all it takes is an external environmental stimulus or something around you to activate it, and you don't know why. And that can be extremely frustrating to work with, because how do you know what the trauma is when you didn't even experience it?
That's the ones that are the most mind-boggling ones. Because, like, I always share an example. Like, when I first started getting into it, like how the DNA downloads and transfers everything over and all that. And I was like, this is fascinating. And then I started thinking about it. I'm like, why do I have a fear of the open water in the ocean? The ocean specifically. Like, the lake lakes will make me uncomfortable, but I'll manage through it. But the ocean, there is just something about it. I'm like, not happening. Now here's the thing. I looked at my life and I go, when have I ever been in an ocean where I was in the middle of the ocean and something happened that was drastic and that's why it's there? Never been in the middle of the ocean. So then I was like, there's something to it. And when I started having conversations with family, there was a story my dad brought up when he was about 2019, 2021. He said he was in Florida and he had a riptide or toe pull him out. So it was so strong, it pulled him into the ocean. And when he came up, he could not see where land was. And so he had to make a choice. He's in the middle of the ocean. He's out in the open water like that. And he just decided to swim in one direction. And thankfully, that was the direction where the sand was and all that, and where to get to the beach and the shore. I mean, and I thought about it and I was like, that had to be something, because why do I have such a fear of open water? Now, maybe a human conditioning thing too, but for me, I won't go on a cruise, even though I know I may enjoy it. I know I will if I'm there. I'll be like, oh, this is so cool. But then there will come that thought, I'm in the middle of the ocean. Mm-mm, this ain't good. I don't know if that.
No, that's from your dad, yeah. For sure. Yeah. Yeah. It's incredible. The good thing is that you can actually clear that. I was shown how to clear it literally from the DNA through a spiritual process. I mean, as I'm sure you know, I know you're a chiropractor. Are you still practicing chiropractic?
I just got back into it.
Okay.
I did it for 11 years and then I just got back. I took a 2-year hiatus and now I'm back in.
Okay. So I used to do massage therapy and I used to work with a chiropractor when I first started. And so you understand how like there's so much that is physical but can manifest first as emotional or spiritual. And so everything is literally energy. And so if we can go into the more emotional and spiritual parts of the generational trauma, we can actually clear the DNA from that chemical mark. And so this is kind of like what I was shown, and I've been doing it with my clients through this program that I created, and I'm astounded. One of my clients, she's been working with me for a while, and she's been trying to get her business going more in the healing spiritual space. And it's for the last 18 months, she's been really kind of trying to do it, but she's like, I don't know why. I just keep not pushing myself, or there's something like holding me back. I don't know what it is. And when we cleared her generational trauma, literally within 3 days, she said almost right after that clearing, she felt such an urge to do all this work. She spent 3 days doing more work for her business than she had done in the last 18 months. And now she's like so busy, she can't like come up for air. And so that was really, really cool to see. And I've seen the body through doing these clearings. Some people have had literal where they've got injuries in their body that are related to generational trauma, where there's toxins that start to come up, rashes, and this like the skin erupts because you've got all this anger and frustration that's finally able to get released and it's not being held on to anymore. And it's just incredible to see what is actually we're capable of when we know exactly what to do with it.
And it's fascinating when you do that kind of work and you release it, because it's like when we think of disease and we look at conditions and we look at XYZ, even from health, I mean, as a chiropractor, I'm also a business coach, and a lot of the work I do is subconscious and reprogramming subconscious, tapping that in and how to rewire it and reprogram it. And it's fascinating when you do that kind of work, even in a health aspect, because how the body with a condition or whatever, and when you unravel and reprogram and how it unwinds that stuff out is the most coolest. And I always tell people, I know a lot about the body, but I know really nothing about the body, because it's like, when you see things happen, and thankfully I'm very appreciative of, like, cause I was in energy work and energy healing for a little bit. And so like that world is just, you know, when you're doing stuff, it's, you don't like, why would if I'm doing something on somebody and all of a sudden I'm like, something will come up and I'm like, this is weird. I don't know how that connects. I'm not going to argue with this. It's beyond my comprehension. Doesn't mean that it's not real or it's not accurate. And then you do something and all of a sudden it's like it creates this big response. You're just like, yep, never knew that was going to happen, but that's cool. I'm glad it worked. kind of a process.
Exactly. The body is such an intelligent piece of technology. We really underestimate what we can do. And it was funny. I just talked about this on a podcast episode I released last night about, I didn't realize this, but the DNA itself knows how to wrap light around itself. There's been studies, like scientists have kind of looked at this and watched how the DNA works with light, and it knows how to wrap light around itself. So in that double helix to, I believe what's happening is to change its, I don't know if it's necessarily changing its structure, but maybe changing its expression or what it's able to do, starting to open up new options of what it can do and shutting down ones that are maybe not as helpful, but, or just clearing. I don't know what it's doing exactly, but I thought that was so fascinating how our DNA just knows how to do that.
It's the DNA and frequencies and light and all that is just fascinating stuff. Supposedly, you know, they say there's a three strand, but the third strand is more in a different dimension in a sense. I don't want to say different dimension, but we can't see it. So if we like tried to look for it, it's not there, but it is there. Mm-hmm. And the time and supposedly the time and era of where we are, that is starting to open up. And that's why as humanity, we're going through this huge shift, which we're going to understand what we're going to see in the next short period of time is going to be the most holy cow, because we're going to start tapping back into this beautiful intelligence. And I always tell people, it's kind of like this, like if you look at ancient civilizations, they were well beyond, my personal opinion from what I've studied, they were more advanced than we were now. I mean, that's just my opinion. Some people say, yep, I don't believe that. And I'm like, you go look at all these things, look at the pyramids, look how they aligned them, the energies and all this stuff. When you look at it from an energetic standpoint, they were up to something that they knew and they communicated without technology. You know, how does pyramids that are very identical and 8,000 miles away from each other, and they're still aligned with each other in the earth on top. I can go all day on that. That's a whole nother passion project of mine. But it's one of those things where I think we're returning back to that in some way, shape or form. And this is where the work like you're doing and you're being called, you were kind of called to it. Can I say it that way? Like you were called to.
Oh yeah.
You know, and I think there's more of this happening because we need to release this stuff so that we can allow for this new expression to come.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's absolutely essential. And I think one of the things I used to believe, and I don't any longer, was that, you know, we're clearing the trauma away, but I don't feel like that's what we do. Exactly. I feel like what we're doing is we're neutralizing it. We're understanding it and we're neutralizing it because that trauma has great lessons. It has great wisdom held within it. And if you just clear it, it's gone. Like that, it doesn't make sense. You want to hold on to that wisdom, but it no longer has an emotional charge where it has power over you or controls like your subconscious mind and the choices that you're making. And so reaching that state of neutrality, I think, is really ultimately what it's all about. And not that we're meant to stay in that state forever, because that's not what the human experience is about. I believe it's about really kind of going into all the different kinds of polarities and all the variants that are held within there. But when it comes to our healing, when you can learn to work with the dark side of you and embrace it and cherish it and know that it has a role and it actually has potency and power and gifts for you to use, when you are in alignment with your dark side as much as you are in alignment with your light side, now the two can work as allies together as opposed to forces that are working against one another. And this is something that I found is extremely helpful in the journey, where you actually get to tap into energy and power that you wouldn't necessarily get access to if you were only focused on your light. There is a certain power in the darkness, but so many people are afraid of it because they don't understand it. And this world does a really good job of programming our minds that the darkness is bad. And that's not true. There's badness in the light as well. There's what we call spiritual bypassing. It's about trying to like just be positive and not look at anything, trying to stick your head in the sand. Like that's not healthy. And on the same side, in the dark side, you have very positive aspects. It's just a matter of learning to not be mastered by it, but to be the master of both your dark and light.
I love that. I couldn't agree with you anymore. I was 100% on that, because it's like, we're spiritual alchemists at the end of the day, and we can transmute any energy of anything, and we can shift it. Like you can have two events happen to someone, and an event happened to two people. They see the same thing, they go through the same experience, but yet they come out two different stories. And it's perception leads everything. And I think when we can shift that and look at that, we can really neutralize the energy of it, and then we can embrace it and take it in and say, okay, this is just an event that happened. It's an event. Now, we could put the charge on it and choose whatever we want that to become and dictate a whole story. It's like, I tell people, you're making a movie out of everything. And so it's like, if something happens, you're making a whole story and you're writing a book about this whole process and letting it be what it's going to be. And you get to choose which way you want it to be. So you can choose it to be all negative and grim and dark and be negative and all this stuff. Or you can choose it to be, yeah, it was dark, but here's what I can learn from it. Here's the lessons I'm learning from this. Here's what I'm starting to understand from it. And I think when we lose that resistance to it, then that's where the beautiful joy of what you're kind of talking about, that beautiful balance between the two, and really can elevate our experience and so much more.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if I hadn't gone into my darkness and embraced it, I wouldn't know how to help others navigate the darkness and embrace it. And there are what a lot of people don't realize, because I also talk a lot about soul fractal reclamation, is that when you're going into your own subconscious mind and you're going into your deep into your psyche and you're trying to look for the parts of you that you've disowned, that you've cast away earlier on in your childhood, maybe because of a trauma and it was too painful and you didn't know what to do with that part of you. And so you're like, I can't, it's too much. I'm going to just pretend it doesn't exist. Or, you know, it's just you deem that part of you unworthy, or you think the world doesn't want to see that part of you. And so all these parts of you get abandoned. But what a lot of us don't realize is that those parts of us are probably our most potent parts of us. They're the parts we actually value the most. We don't realize it. That means they hold some of our greatest gifts, our greatest talents, and our greatest strengths that actually allow us to fulfill and allow their destiny to unfold in the highest manner. And so until you actually go back into your psyche and really start to reclaim those parts of you that have been fragmented for so long, you don't actually get to unfold your destiny in the way that maybe you're dreaming of or your heart wishes for. And so it's such an important part of the whole process, this healing journey.
I love that. I couldn't agree with you more. So if you don't do that kind of work, then you can't really experience fulfillment in this life. You'll never feel whole. Would you agree? Would that be an accurate statement?
One of the things that a lot of people have realized when they go through this program that I created, because we do soul fractal reclamation in it after the generational trauma healing, is one person noticed that, they got a raise. They got a promotion at work after doing this work. And a raise that they went higher than they ever anticipated ever getting paid in this lifetime. And I said, the reason why that has happened is because you have physically become more abundant to receive more. When you have holes in your field, so imagine that you come into this world as a completely put together puzzle. Okay. And then as a painful event happens, one piece falls away, another piece falls away, maybe a few pieces fall away. And you have all these holes. Well, you've got all these gapping places where energy just flows through and it's gone. You know, you're a container with holes in it. So how are you ever able to fully receive? The more you bring those parts back in, you become a full container that doesn't have holes. And now, because you are literally more abundant, because you brought more of you home, you are more abundant to receive that thing. So you gain respect, you gain power, you gain all of these things. And that translates into being able to be a bigger container and receiver for what the universe has in store for you.
I love that. I appreciate that. The whole container analogy with that. It's a good visual for people to really grasp that. And it is, it allows, I mean, I've seen it in my own life. I've seen it with others, and it's cool when you're able to bring it all back together. And it's just like, things just happen out of ordinary. You're like, how is this? It's crazy how it's happening, but it's happening. It's beyond, I've seen it in my business. I've seen it in my personal life. And it's like, when you really can hold and just let things flow and have that solid container, it's a game changer. I couldn't agree with you more on that. I can talk to you all day about these things. I love these topics here. For the listeners, I feel like we got a good enough of a bite size. I feel like we're just hitting the surface on all this stuff, but I think it's a good starting point at least. How can people follow you, follow the work you're doing, connect with you and all that good stuff?
Well, my website is my name. My name, Nicole Frolic. If you know my name, you're going to find me everywhere. my YouTube channel is Nicole, Instagram, TikTok. And then my podcast is called Enlighten Up. And it comes out, it's a weekly podcast. And on my website, if you're interested in learning more about maybe how to heal your own generational trauma, do soul fractal reclamation, you can visit my website. And then I also have a retreat coming up. I don't know when this is going to air, but April 24th, I have a retreat in Colorado where we're going to be taking people through a lot of this stuff over the course of 3 days. And it's a lot of ceremony, a lot of journeying and guided meditations and subconscious reprogramming. So it's really cool work. And we've literally had healing miracles happen at the retreat. So if that's something someone's interested in, all that information is at my website.
And we'll have that in the show notes for everybody so you can get access to that for the event and for everything else that she shared here. Nicole, I love the work you're doing. I appreciate the work you're doing. And I also appreciate even more you just taking time to share with us and the community here at the Mindful Experiment of all that you're doing and the wonderful things you're doing for humanity. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I appreciate you very much. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing it with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.